Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is a wonderful morning, and I'm so grateful to be here with you this morning. Praise the Lord. My name is Dr. Minister Nate Nichols, and I am a guest of Dr. Pastor Ola Starling and the Anointed Worship, the Anointed Word Ministry International. Indeed, I'm glad to be here this morning, and I'm hoping that I can say a word from the Lord that will help someone as we go along this way. I first of all would like to invite anyone that is listening to this voice that does not know Jesus as their personal Savior. It is a very simple process. The steps are very simple. You simply have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You have to believe that, and you have to confess, secondly, your sin. And he will save you as your personal Savior. It is that simple. It is simply that simple. And we want to thank you for taking the time to listen to us this morning. I have, going to the scripture, I'd like to turn your attention to Hebrew 11th chapter and the first verse. And it reads as follows. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I'd like to use for a thought this morning, faith is the key, the key. And as we think about faith, I have to turn a bit to Webster's dictionary to break up a few of the concepts here in this particular scripture and verse. First of all, faith is the key, but faith based on Webster's definition is complete confidence in a person or a plan. Faith being complete in a person or a plan. Faith. Now, as we think about faith, I thought about the word substance. And then I looked in the dictionary, Webster defines substance as a complete process. It is something that maintains a wholeness. It is something that that says it has impact. So when I think about faith and I think about substance, it just is a powerful concept. And I'm hoping that faith without God is useless. And as I think about several of the stories that are talked about in the book of Hebrews, it's about faith from the very beginning of time. It was faith that created the world, and the worlds were framed by the word of God. It was faith. It was faith with Abel, who offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. It was faith. It was faith that Enoch was translated from this life to no death. Noah created the ark. There was Noah. If you know the story of Noah, you'll understand that the word through faith, there was nothing seen. It was Noah who built the ark based on the word of God who spoke to him through fear. And he created the ark, but it was faith. It was faith there became pregnant. She could not have a child, but she became pregnant. It was through faith. It is about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And while I think about this, the word came to me, faith is the key. Faith is the key. And if I can use an analogy of your home, you must have a key to enter your home. To open the door, you have to use a key. So in my thought and in my mind, faith is similar. That faith is that key that opens the door to Christ, the door to believing that Jesus is the Redeemer and Savior of us. And I think if you can believe that all things are possible, is a powerful concept. Faith is that thing that keeps us. Faith is that thing that helps us to know that God is with us. Faith. Now, faith is a concept that when I think about it, we all have, the scripture says, we all have a measure of faith. And if that be so, that we all have a measure of faith, it is faith that wakes us up in the morning because we believe that we're going to wake up in the morning. It is faith that helps us go through our day. It is faith that keeps the breath in our body. Faith when we go to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, you're well and things are looking great. We believe in the doctor. It is faith. Faith. We all have a measure of faith. It is already written. But I want you to know that the God that we serve can increase that faith. How do you increase your faith? You increase your faith by studying the Word of God, by prayer and supplication. It is free. This is not, you don't have to pay for any of this. This is all free. He gives to you. And it is something that you cannot serve him without having faith. Scripture says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So in that, we know that we have to believe and have faith. It is not something that we can see, but faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So I would implore you, I would encourage you, you that don't have faith, gain faith, because we all have a measure. As I mentioned earlier, we all have a measure of faith. So we can enhance that faith. We can increase our faith through studying the Word of God and prayer. So I would encourage you to consider that, because that is where we can increase our connection with God overall, because it is impossible to please him without having that faith. I broke down faith into several different categories. As I think about the acronym in my mind of faith, faith, the F stands for follow his teaching. The A stands for accept his everlasting and accept his power as he is a savior to you. I is increase our faith. T is trust in the Lord. And H is he is holy. There is none other but him. And I hope that you will accept that this is the teaching of the Lord, because it is his will that we increase in our faith in him. What do you believe? You have to believe in something. There is something that we must believe in, and why not believe in the power of God? because it is through him that all things are possible. It is not by might, it is not by strength, but it's through him that all things. He promised that he would provide all things that we need, and it is a faith in him that helps us to stay. So I would encourage you to think about how powerful faith is. I would like for us to go for a moment into prayer. And in this prayer, I'm encouraging you to give some more thought to increasing my faith, Lord. Help me to understand your power. Give me more grace that I may do your will in this day. And we trust that you will take that to heart. For in this prayer, and I'd ask you to pray with me, Lord, we come before you as humbly as we know how. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you, Lord, for our sleeping last night, that you woke us up this morning. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the breath that yet is in our bodies. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the measure of faith that you have given us. Lord, we ask that if there be any illnesses and any conditions that anyone has, that we ask that you touch, that you deliver, that you heal, that you make whole. Anyone that is not saved, Lord, we ask that you touch them and bring them into your fold. That is all about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the key that unlocks that door. And that door is the door of righteousness, the door of faith, the door of holiness, the door that you can give. Lord, we thank you for all things in Jesus' holy name. Again, I say to you, my brothers and my sisters, faith is the key. Call upon the Lord Jesus, and he will give you that which you desire. He will increase your faith. Again, I say, you must pray, believe. There's a sort of a relationship, a kinship between faith and belief. One can't be without the other, because that's the way it works. And I would encourage you to stretch out on your faith. For he is worthy to be praised. And I encourage you today, you that don't understand, that he is your God. He is the great I am. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. He is the Jireh. He is Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh. And I would encourage you to be encouraged, for he is great, and he's greatly to be praised. So faith is the thing that will keep us. Faith is the thing that will help us to grow in him. The scripture says, if you can have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, be moved. Now, you know, a mustard seed is a very, very small element. And if the scriptures, and you believe the scriptures, and we do, says if you have that much faith of a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, be moved. Well, it says to me that if you have faith, all things are possible. If you have faith, he will help you in every sphere of your life. In every phase of your life, whatever is going on in your life, whatever the conditions are in your life, that if you have faith to believe that he can deliver, that he can keep you, he will do those things. But I would say to you, for you that already have faith, I would say we always need to work on increasing our faith. Because, again, the mustard seed is a small, small element. And if that can move a mountain, it says that we all need to increase our faith. So faith is the key that unlocks the door. Faith is the key that connects us to Almighty God. Jesus is the only name by which men can be saved, the name of Jesus. So we want to get more and more connected to Jesus because that he is the way. He is the only way that will lead us to salvation, to everlasting life. So I would encourage you to consider enhancing, increasing your faith, because that is what the Lord would want us to do. Now, when I think about the verse, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, there are a couple other concepts or terms in that scripture that I think are very important. First of all, substance. Webster defines it as that which underlies all outward manifestation. It's also defined as the most important element in any existence. And another definition is the characteristics and essential components of anything. But simply stated, substance is the main part. And as I thought about the concept of evidence, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence is simply a belief that is obtainable, a belief that is obtainable. And it's an expectation, simply put. So together, faith, which is a complete confidence in a person or a plan, substance, which is the main part, substance, and evidence is a belief that it is obtainable. This all collectively brings us back to faith, because faith is the substance. Faith is the evidence. Faith is what we need. We all need to increase our faith as we move along this way. So thank the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for that word. I hope that there is something in that that has said something to someone to encourage you and to help you to understand that faith is a significant concept. And if we can get our arms around faith, and if we can increase that faith, that will make things in our lives much better on the natural, but it certainly increases on the spiritual side. So I really would encourage you to consider that. And I thank you so much for listening to the Word of God. It is the Lord's will. The heart is the Lord's will, that we have the faith, that we believe that he is the Son of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I can't say that enough, because it's so powerful, that faith is that thing that we must have, that we need to have. And you reminded again that faith, we all have a measure of faith. And I would encourage all of us to build on our faith, increase our faith. We can do that increase on a daily basis by reading the Word of God, by prayer and supplication. Prayer, prayer. What you don't understand, he will give you wisdom. He will increase your understanding. So I would encourage you to really begin to work toward increasing your faith. As I have to increase my faith, none of us have arrived. We all need to build on our faith, our faith in Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, and we must trust in him if we want eternal life. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to understand a bit of your word, thing that is important for all of us. And so I thank you so much, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Now, I would not want to leave without, again, extending an introduction to someone who does not know the Lord, to the Lord. As I mentioned earlier, it is a very simple process. The steps are very, very clear. They're very simple. And that is, you first must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's step number one. Step number two, you must confess your sins. We all are sinners saved by grace. And if you want to confess your sins and believe, you are saved. You don't have to do any more than that. The next step from that, though, after you're saved, is to really enhance that, increase that faith by reading his word, by prayer daily, by reading and reading and reading and asking for an understanding so that you can become stronger in his will. But once you have done those steps, you are saved. Because he is free. You know, you want him as your personal savior. I accept him as my personal savior. That's the key to the message. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. For it is by faith that we live. It is by faith that we have our being. It is through Christ Jesus that we move from this place to that higher place in spiritual. So I want to encourage you to believe that he is the God of God. He is the mighty master. And the faith is so critically important. It is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Now, many of you, I would hope, would understand and believe that he is the God of God. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the power. He's everything. He has all power in his hand. Without him, we could do nothing. Without him, we would fail. Without him, the world conditions as you see them, without faith, what happens? We can look around us and see the issues that are going on in our personal lives, in our communities, in our world today. And if we would exhibit more faith, if we would believe in more faith, increase our faith, we would see things change. I encourage you to pray. I encourage you to believe. I encourage you to have more faith, because increasing your faith allows you to spend that time with the Master. And in that way, we can increase our love for one another. It is through that love for one another that I come to you and speak to you these words. It is not about hollering and screaming, and it is about saying a word that really can penetrate in the heart of people. So I say to you, I come from my heart to you, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the key. Faith is the key that unlocks that door. Faith. Without faith, you can't serve God. You can't. You don't even know him without faith. But the counter to that is the scripture says every man has a measure of faith. So if you build on that faith, and that faith is in Christ Jesus, how powerful would our world be? How magnificent would our lives be? How fulfilled would our lives be? Simply because we've enhanced our faith. We've increased our faith. We believe his word, and his word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish wheresoever it goes. So I would encourage you to believe. I would encourage you to stretch out on your faith, on the faith that will keep you, on the faith that will heal you, on the faith that will protect you. We ask you to do this in the name of Jesus. He is the powerful one. He is the competent one. He is the capable one. Faith without which we can't serve him. We need him in our lives. Without him, what would my life be? Without him, what would your life be? It would be like a ship without a sail. It would go nowhere. It would be all here and there. But I encourage you that there is a way, and that way is through Christ Jesus. So I encourage you, you that don't know him as your personal Savior, again I say, simply reach out to him. He's there. He's there right now. He's willing to receive you. He will accept you as his because he owns you. Everything he owns. He owns the world. He created you in his image. And so I say to you, he's open arms, willing to receive and accept you. So all you have to do is simply say, Lord, I know and I believe that you are the Son of God. You're Jesus, the Son of God. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Forgive me, Lord, of my sin, and you will be saved. You will be saved, and that is as simple as it is. It's not complicated. It's very easy to do. But to get to that place, you've got to have an open heart and a willingness to accept him into your life. He's a savior of the world. He is the main reason for the season. I would encourage you, again, to remember that faith is the key that opens the door. I would encourage you to think through that. I would encourage you to read Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and may God bless you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, I pray you. Thank you so very much for giving me this opportunity to speak to you this morning. And may God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. The morning through night. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. The morning through night.
God bless you.